Currently, Wisconsin residents who sign up for the state's no-call list have to also sign up for the federal list or risk having the phone ring when they don't want it to. Cindy Chalmers administers the Division of Consumer Protection for the state agency known as DACCAP. She told lawmakers at a public hearing she gets a lot of questions about the state's no-call list.
There's enormous consumer interest in this law. We have about 2 million phone numbers on the Wisconsin no-call list. I'm often asked, however, why are there two no-call lists? People get that maybe we're paying to have something done that we could have the feds do for us at no cost.
Right now, Wisconsin pays a company in Ohio to manage the no-call list. Chalmers says that $190,000 in savings could instead be used for enforcement of businesses who violate the no-call law. The author of the assembly bill, Republican Keith Ripp of Lodi, says there are other advantages of merging the two no-call registries.
The federal list is updated daily. The state list is updated quarterly. And a lot of consumers, we hear the radio ads or whatever, and we think back, okay, when did I last register? And because I'm still getting a few calls. And so there's a lot of confusion there, and I think burden put on DACCAP.
Wisconsin's no-call list began in 2003. There are exemptions, among them calls made for political purposes like surveys and polls. Nonprofits can also call for donations, and businesses can call existing customers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.